Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about embracing good enough. Do you tend to be a perfectionist even if it drives others around you crazy? Have you found some of your standards or the expectations of others impossible at times? Are you often tired or sad because you feel like you failed? Learn how to accept good enough as we continue our month focused on starting over. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because I used to be a perfectionist. Good enough wasn't in my vocabulary. It wasn't even in my realm of thinking. Life's about living and learning and loving. And when we try to do everything perfectly, and it doesn't even have to be perfectly, because this episode's really not about perfectionism. It's about having an impossibly high standard, and it just sucks the joy out of all of it, right? It's like if you are doing, you're an artist, and you keep, it has to be perfect. Then at some point, you lose the joy, right? And it becomes a chore, and you kind of trudge along, and whatever sparked that happiness to begin with is now probably gone. So don't think of today's episode as talking about being a perfectionist. It's more about getting that joy back and embracing good enough. So we're moving, and the good news is we did a little bit of painting, and if we were staying, I would have painted a lot more. But anyway, we have these really, it's just this mint green that's horrendous. Anyway, so they didn't have any of the leftover paint colors. They had kind of the beigey color, the neutral color, but not all the other stuff. And so we are leaving in the picture hangers. Now, good thing is my mother helped us hang a lot, so they are done correctly. I've learned a lot from her, and I'm grateful for that. And so the perfectionist in me was like, oh no, we'd have to go out. And you know, if you've ever painted, especially if it's a couple years old, you just never get the quote unquote match. And that would lead to probably having to paint a lot more an entire wall. And I'm like, no. And so we're leaving the screws and the paint hanger and all that in, and they can use it. And the realtor's like, it's all good. You know, don't worry about it. We can just say this is why it was done. You know, we had a stager come in and give us feedback, and I love my bathroom. It is the best bathroom I've ever lived in. It's different shades of purple and like a lavender. It's really pretty awesome. And I have my own separate sink and area. My husband has his, and there's a door that shuts the toilet. I mean, it's perfect. And a nice sized bathtub, and I have a window above the bath and can put out all my bubble baths. It's really, I hit the jackpot with it. Anyway, the stager's like, oh no, yeah, you got to repaint this, gross. Like, people are just going to be turned off by it. And I thought, you know what? It's just going to have to be good enough. Now, the good news is the market is hot, and that where we live, it's the lowest inventory ever. And we have a lot of other good things going. I thought, you know what? If they hate the bathroom that much, they can paint it. It's just going to have to serve as good enough. Kind of like the pack job. As long as it doesn't get broken, it's good enough. I've been taking all the breakable stuff up. I'm just before I've been like, oh, it's got to be, got everything labeled, blah, blah, blah. For everything that I'm dealing with now, good enough has to suffice. The books I did are another great example. I have proofed them. I have had, before published, two grammatical errors, Freudian slip there, editors, because my grammar is stinky, and for content, another one for content. So three editors, they've been proofread by people numerous times. I'm sure someone's going to find another typo. That just probably is going to happen. You're going to get what you need from the books. And so I had to get to, and you know, I think it's part of the writing process. creative process. Like, oh my gosh, I can massage it, make it better, blah, blah, blah. I could have edited forever and never published a book. And I didn't want to be in that space. So the books are good enough. They're serving their purpose to support people. Kind of same with the website. I'm sure there are ways to take it another level. You know what? It's good enough. People can learn about me. It serves its purpose. So how can not accepting good enough create clutter? You know, it can create a lot of mental clutter if you're obsessing and trying to rework things in your head to make everything just so. And that often creates anxiety. It can create emotional clutter if you put a lot of pressure and stress on yourself. And you can also do that to other people and create strains in your relationships. If the living room has to, the TV room where you all hang out as a family has to be perfect all the time, you're going to drive everyone around you nuts. And if you have impossibly high demands that you put on others, not just yourself, that's going to continue to cause strain. I see that sometimes with parents and kids. Anxiety and stress obviously aren't good for your health. You can create financial clutter if you're always redoing. Say if you're remodeling your kitchen and, you know, I've met people like this, always changing everything, redoing. It takes then forever to get the project done and you create additional cost. You can also have physical clutter if you have a lot of unfinished materials or if you're simply wasting. Oh, you know, do this, didn't work. I'm just going to chuck it all. And finally, you create spiritual clutter when you're blocking your highest good because you're hanging out with your ego who's demanding that everything be just so or to an impossibly high standard. How is not accepting being good enough creating clutter in your life? Consider that for a moment. And I want to make a distinction here. I'm not saying do something half-assed. I'm not saying don't give it your best effort. And I want to be really clear. As the example that I mentioned previously, a typo in my book isn't going to change whether or not someone can declutter. So I hope that makes sense. I like to brag that my audience is super smart. So I'm sure you've got it, but this is not giving you permission to do it halfway. This is saying it doesn't have to be perfect. There is good enough is good enough. So here are some signs that you don't accept good enough and leaning towards everything has to be just so. Obviously perfectionist, I've mentioned that. That makes sense. If you're critical of yourself, how critical are you of yourself or are you of others? Although that kind of more slides into being judgmental. And what I was told years ago and that I bring up all the time, when you judge another, you judge yourself. When you're critical of another, you're critical of yourself. So if you see criticism, judgment, are you comparing yourself a lot? You know, one of the things that drives me nutso about social media and that I'm hoping really changes is, and I feel for kids growing up with social media, I am grateful that I missed that boat. But we always are sharing, most of us, I've done a lot of makeup free little videos and things like that because I'm like, yeah, the message is more important and I'm not out to be the influencer and I'm pretty much take it or leave it. What people say they appreciate is my authenticity. So that's what I'm going to continue with and just continue to be me. But if you're always seeing these lives that are curated, it's not reality and that you can get caught up in comparison. You have a lot of anxiety. Another way, if you're not taking accountability, because you think, it's not the way it needs to be. I'm just going to wipe my hand clean of it and back off. And if you have a lot of uncompleted projects. So think about those. Do you have any of the signs that you're not good enough? How have they been showing up in your life? Is it a pattern? We're going to talk about patterns. So that's something to consider. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of, I don't know if it's an oxymoron paradox here, but stay with me for a moment. First, I want you to consider where you don't feel good enough. because that's the paradox here. So I've got to bring in one of my all-time favorite quotes from Miss Eleanor Roosevelt. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. No one can make you feel good enough or not good enough without your consent. Or no one can make you feel fill in the blank. But that's one of my all-time favorite quotes. You know, I often say that I believe things distill down to not feeling good enough, worthy enough, or loved. And that's something that is huge to me. So I'm going to encourage you to consider, where do you feel that way? Explore this clutter. And you remember, you don't need to get to the story. You don't need to figure out where it came from. What is the feeling of not good enough? And where do you feel it? Now, it might not be expressed as feeling good enough. You know, we have lots of layers to everything. And it might come out as anger. It might come out as fear. I tend to hold things in my stomach when I'm not feeling good enough. What I try to do is completely feel it so I can release it. I have had a lot of pain in my left hip. Now I know that the left hip is related to moving forward. I know I've got some resistance going on, and I think maybe that's my ambivalence towards moving. There are lots of great things, but I have some ambivalence, and that's okay. And I have to embrace that and say, it's okay to feel, I don't know how this is going to work out. When you embrace where you don't feel this, then you can fully embrace good enough in what you do. You know, you did your best. It's ready to go and move forward. It's a little bit of the paradox there. So hopefully that's making sense. How do you embrace good enough? Unplug. Social media isn't real. Don't let that be your measuring stick, because, you know, I've shared before, people are using, I think there's another term I use, but I would call it Photoshop. Using Photoshop, they're spending hours to get a picture of a piece of fruit. You know, all these crazy things they do. It's not real. Is that really how you want to spend your energy and time? So step away, unplug. Get out of the comparison trap. I know that I did an entire episode on comparing, so if you need to, check that out. But stop comparing yourself. You're on your own journey, your own path. Even if someone has similar journeys they're going on, similar upbringing, you're still unique. It is your path. In my belief system, I believe we chose the lessons we wanted to come here and learn on this crazy place called Earth. So get out of the comparison trap. Embrace progress, not perfection. That'll help ease you up and allow you to embrace good enough. I remember when my baby brother's 8 years younger than me, and is what I would consider a typical baby brother. And even in his 40s, this has not stopped. And his son, Mac, my nephew, who I love dearly, is a lot like his father. Although my niece, Emma, I think is even more so like my brother in this disregard. There are only a couple of people that can really tease me to death, and they are three of them, and get me to take a step back and laugh at myself. So anyway, I remember when we had the rehearsal dinner for Justin, and I don't know what I said. We were rehearsing, walking down the aisle, and I said, oh, good enough or close enough. And he like said some kind of thing like, practice makes permanent, to just give me a hard time. But I'm going to encourage you to let that one go and go with progress, not perfection. You know, we're always going to be learning. I hope that's my motto. I'm always going to be learning, hopefully until the day I go to the next adventure. And so it's not about reaching some apex or some enlightenment. I used to think that all the time. It's like, what can I learn in this lifetime? How can I move forward? Do you have obsessive, repetitive, or unsettled thought? Are you often overwhelmed or anxious? Do you spend most of your mental energy in the past or in the future? Ready to kick your fear to the curb? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources Mental Gut Clutter, 365 journal prompts, supports you in clearing your mental clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. Halt your negative voice, that little critical, that ego. Remember, that's not your soul. Your soul is saying, good job, girl. Keep going. You know, I've been meditating with my first ever teacher, and I love her dearly, and I crack up. And so we do this meditation, and you talk to your soul, higher self, sovereign self, whatever you want to call it. And my sovereign self, first of all, our hair always looks awesome. I would like to wake up every day and have hair like that. But she's always, you can just feel it when I'm in touch with my soul, completely different vibe than when it's the ego. So that's a good way. How does that feel to you when you hear that voice and check in? Because your soul's always going to be supportive. It's not to say that it's not going to say, whoa, hold on now, or tell it like it is, which sometimes if you're sensitive, that might be like, oh, that's coming across harsh. But there's a difference between that and being nee-nee-nee-nee-nee and being critical. So just stop the tape playing in your head. Heal any trauma you have, or the voices in your head, or the people around you telling you you're not good enough. You know, we're sponges when we're kids and we absorb everything, and our perspective is limited. So if we have something traumatic, or even if just in everyday living, we get these false messages. I can still tell you things that adults said to me as kids that I've had to break and say, that's not true. That might have been their truth, but it's not my truth. So any healing you do, we're going to talk about healing later in the month, really is going to support you in this. List all of your awesome sauce qualities. I know you have them. I know they're things that you are amazing at. And if you're struggling with this, ask the people around you that love you. They might give you a perspective that you didn't think, like, oh, wow, I am really good at that. Oh, I'm a good listener. Oh, I didn't realize that. Or you know what? Balancing the checkbook every month. I admire that. My checkbook never comes out the same. That's a thing to be proud of yourself for. That you're kind. You know, kindness is a quality that seems to be in limited supply these days. So don't underestimate all of those amazing things about yourself. And what I'm going to encourage you to do, write it out. Write all the list of all the groovy things about you and put it where you can see it and remind yourself of that. You are good enough. You are worthy in your love. A biggie coming up. Adjust your standards. I know for some people that is going to be a huge struggle. And again, when we dig deep, when we're willing to examine ourselves and what's going on, and you have compassion for yourself and you just have to adjust it. And I'll share a little thing that kind of cracks me up. One thing that I have been able to completely embrace good enough is when I iron. I am not a good ironer and I embrace it. I tell this funny story. My parents were visiting me when I was living in Los Angeles and my dad said, can you iron my pants? So I ironed my dad's pants. He looked at him and said, can you have your mother iron my pants? So, you know, luckily my husband's not a perfectionist. I was reading something the other day about a woman from 70 and she said, you know, if I have a stain on my shirt, a wrinkle on my shirt, the world will live. And that's kind of how I feel, like, you know, my ironing job is okay. It's good enough, right? And I completely embrace that. So there are certain things like my husband, because he's in the army, he can fold a fitted sheet. It's pretty amazing. And so now I just have him fold things like that when they come out. But he actually had to redo the linen closet one time because that's another place where I embrace good enough. You know, the sheets are folded good enough. I'm not going to spend more time on that. So think about where you are very exacting. Everything has to be just so, or people are like, whoa, my gosh, slow your roll. This is too much for me. Think about where you have that feedback, or take time to think yourself. And those might be areas where you need to adjust your standards. Be aware of how you talk to yourself. You know, one thing that I really like, so I've been doing these Monday meditations, is I always feel a boost talking to my higher self, because she's always great. She's always awesome. So one of the things I have cut myself slack on, you know, I am doing a talk and I'm super excited. And so I posted in a career group I'm in for my college. And I was like, you know, my brother speaks a lot and I think I have more slides and I have too many slides, and everyone gave me feedback. And it was great because I was like, oh, I'd forgotten I could do this, or, oh, I didn't know I could do this in PowerPoint. And so my presentation just got up level. I wasn't like, duh, you're ding dong for not knowing. I was like, oh, I didn't know this. How grateful am I that I reached out and asked for support and got amazing responses? So instead of belittling myself for not knowing, I'm like, well, have you ever taken a PowerPoint class? I don't think so. And kind of with Excel, you know, oh, I didn't know that. Being proud of myself for asking for support, being open to feedback, you know, that's the thing I want to concentrate on. Not like, oh my gosh, you didn't know that. So be really aware of how you talk to yourself. Pay attention to those closest to you. You know, I'm sure I've said this a lot, but it's really important who we surround ourselves with. And when you're in the thick of things, or if you are going through some stressful periods, you might, sometimes it's all we can do to just take care of ourselves and kind of maintain living. And so you might not be aware, but are the people around you supportive? How well do they treat you? Because you become like the people you hang out with. And if they all think things need to be a certain way, and I belonged to a group like this once, I had done it in Los Angeles and transferred here, and then it was a different vibe here. It's, I think, a Southern cultural thing. And so I was like, it's too much. I'm not going to be able to meet these standards of others. And that's okay. And I wasn't particularly close to them, but I was new to the area. I didn't know many people. And I thought, you know, this is not where I'm going to find my tribe. And that's okay. But do you? And I think sometimes it's hard. And, you know, I would say the South is like that. There's a certain expectation among women, and it's not for everyone, because where I am is changing. And I think some Southerners really struggle with that. But just be aware of who you are. Also important to embrace good enough is take breaks and recharge. You know, I'm all about clearing clutter, but sometimes you have to just relax, take a step back, and rest. It's really important. If we rest and take care of ourselves, then it allows us to have more compassion towards ourselves. If we're unable to embrace good enough, then we're probably not getting a rest. We're always thinking, we're always doing, we're always trying to move forward. And taking a break helps you in so many ways. I think it definitely helps your creativity. I can't write every day. I love writing, but I'd go nuts if I tried to be creative all the time. And so it just takes me back and reminds me, what's important? Is it more important that you get the decluttering book out, or that every single word is perfect, right? It reminds me when we're able to spend that time and being quiet and focus on what really matters. If you're able to, again, even 10 minutes a day, just sitting quietly. The other day I was like, you know what? I just need to sit for 10 minutes and close my eyes and put a heating pad on my back. And that's what I did. So make sure that you are taking breaks and recharging. And I'll just share this little tidbit that someone taught me years ago. I used to, especially when I started out my business, and probably in general in life, I did this, where I would just schedule so much. And someone said, make way for opportunity. Don't pack your schedule so tightly that if an opportunity comes up, you're able to embrace it. And a couple times that's happened, really great. I'm like, hey, I can do an interview, or hey, I can grab that appointment. Don't pack your schedule. Allow time for things to happen. Love yourself exactly as you are. Not easier said than done, but I've experienced when I've loved myself completely and resistance melts away, it makes all the difference in the world, because I know in every moment I'm good enough. I don't have to try to prove it to myself or anyone else. I accept myself for who I am. I love myself for who I am. And everyone else can pound sand. And that's not an arrogant point. That's a firm, strong belief. Hey, I have every right to be who I am. And if that doesn't meet your expectations or what you consider ideal, that's okay. But I'm going to embrace myself. Think about what a different world we'd live in. You know, I'm always talking about sharing your gifts with the world. But if everyone loved him or herself or their selves, what kind of world would we live in? You know, we'd live in a very different world, because if we loved and accepted ourselves, we wouldn't need to go to war. We wouldn't need to take from another. We'd be happy with what we had. We wouldn't need to prove we were more powerful than another. When you love yourself, then you don't need to do those other things. And really, when it boils down to it, isn't that what we're here for? Just to love ourselves, learn some lessons, and see how can I keep embracing love? And again, easier said than done. I am far from loving myself exactly as is, but I work on it. And I know the older I get, it's like the good example of when I just try to control everything, when I just kind of relax into it, I know that then it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I can love myself a little more. And finally, trust that all is happening in divine timing. And I might mention this more than once this month. Apologies, but when I kind of go with what I'm inspired to write, and the more I live this and let it go, the more life easily rolls along. If you trust that everything's happening for your highest good, then that allows you to kind of be like, okay, that if I put the book out when I did, if I put the art project out, if this happened, it is good enough, because it's all unfolding as it should be. And remember, no matter what, you are good enough, you are worthy, and you are loved. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge where you're not accepting good enough has created clutter in your life. Be aware of the signs that everything has to be just so. Contemplate where you don't feel good enough, and release any of the emotions and feelings that go along with that. Embrace being good enough. Trust that all is happening in divine timing. On our next episode, we're talking about where you need to make peace. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.